Thank you, Brother Nichin. That was good.
We're starting today's sermon a little late today.
但是我们会争取在12点15分同样结束。
But we'll try our very best to end by 12:15.
我们看圣灵怎么样带领我们。
Let's see how the Holy Spirit guides us today.
我们知道十指九一一这国耻的纪念周年纪念，笔者针对这一令美国人刻骨铭心的历史时期，祈求上帝的启发。
We're only a couple of days away from the first anniversary of the tragic events that happened last year on September 11th, and we know that a year has finally passed, and this is going to be a historical one that will never be forgotten by all Americans today. So hopefully that with reference to what the Holy Spirit and the Bible guides us with, I will be able to talk about relevancy of what September 11 events has impact to our lives.
因为自美国受挫以来，人们不断的争议个体几说，有人曾说这些恐怖分子可能不是代表着伊斯兰教的人，也有人俗称这是上帝对美国的惩罚。笔者就是今天我要跟大家分享这个证件，不是来判断孰是孰非，而是要从圣经来看看今天我们应该如何
Now, ever since the attack has happened, we have never heard the media said anything but about what the government has to say about it, and the media talking about the terrorists who attacked and are not representative of the true Islam, and whether or not it is not a way of God judged on America. But in a while, we'll learn about what the Bible has to say regarding this matter.
所以接下来我们要今天的读经，我们不站立来读，我们会让 Peter 给我们放这个 CD， 是《生命记》的第九章。那那些只就是偏好用中文学习的，请你翻开《生命记》的第九章。好，这个 CD 放的是英文的。
Because of the time constraint, we won't be standing up to read the scripture today, but rather Brother Peter will put on a CD. And for those who like to read along, it's in
Chinese,
Deuteronomy
chapter 9,
verse 7 to 29, and the CD will be played in English. So those who would rather listen, read the ones in Chinese, please open your Bibles.
You may close your eye and pray as you listen if you want to.
Hear, O Israel, you are now about to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and stronger than you, with large cities that have walls up to the sky. The people are strong and tall, Anakites. You know about them, and have heard it said, who can stand up against the Anakites? But be assured today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them. He will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly, as the Lord has promised you. After the Lord your God has driven them out before you, do not say to yourself, the Lord has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness. No, it is on account of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is going to drive them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going in to take possession of their land, but on account of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand then that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember this and never forget how you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the desert. From the day you left Egypt until you arrived here, you have been rebellious against the Lord. At Horeb, you aroused the Lord's wrath so that he was angry enough to destroy you. When I went up on the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord had made with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water. The Lord gave me 2 stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God. On them were all the commandments the Lord proclaimed to you on the mountain of the fire on the day of the assembly. At the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave me the 2 stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord told me, go down from here at once, because your people whom you brought out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have turned away quickly from what I commanded them, and have made a cast idol for themselves. And the Lord said to me, I have seen this people, and they are a stiff-necked people indeed. Let me alone, so that I may destroy them and blot out their names from under heaven. And I will make you into a nation stronger and more numerous than they. So I turned and went down from the mountain while it was ablaze with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my hands. When I looked, I saw that you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made for yourselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way that the Lord had commanded you. So I took the two tablets and threw them out of my hands, breaking them to pieces before your eyes. Then once again I fell prostrate before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water because of all the sin you had committed, doing what was evil in the Lord's sight and so provoking him to anger. I feared the anger and wrath of the Lord, for he was angry enough with you to destroy you. But again the Lord listened to me. And the Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him, but at that time I prayed for Aaron too. Also I took that sinful thing of yours, the calf you had made, and burned it in the fire. Then I crushed it and ground it to powder as fine as dust, and threw the dust into a stream that flowed down the mountain. You also made the Lord angry at Taberah, at Massah, and at Kibroth-Hataavah. And when the Lord sent you out from Kadesh Barnea, he said, go up and take possession of the land I have given you. But you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You did not trust him or obey him. You have been rebellious against the Lord ever since I have known you. I lay prostrate before the Lord those 40 days and 40 nights, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, do not destroy your people, your own inheritance that you redeemed by your great power and brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Overlook the stubbornness of this people, their wickedness and their sin. Otherwise, the country from which you brought us will say, because the Lord was not able to take them into the land he had promised them, and because he hated them, he brought them out to put them to death in the deserts. But they are your people, your inheritance that you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm. Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time the Lord said,
okay, let's all start with a word of prayer.
慈悲的上帝，我们天上的父，我们今天特别为那些去年9月11号遭受损失心痛的朋友们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we pray today for those people whose heart ache for and grieve over the loss of the people that suffered on 9/11.
求你那些死伤于这世贸中心和旅客飞机上的这些父母、妻儿、老小、朋友、同事，跟这些人同在。
May you be with the parents, wives, husbands, children, friends, and colleagues of those who are lost in the World Trade Center.
用你自己的大爱填满他们空虚、伤痛的心灵，赐他们与平安，让他们感受你自己的同在。
Bring comfort with your love to those who feel empty and alone, and help them to feel your presence.
使他们心中得有平安，在你的身上寻得和平。
Fill their hearts with peace and let them rest on you for security.
也感谢你赋予这些消防员、警察员、急救人员的勇气和他们大无畏的精神，能够挺身而出救护他人。
Thank you also for the courage and dedication of the brave firefighters, police officers, and emergency workers who are willing to risk their own lives to protect others.
我们为这些身着制服的人们，他们所树立的光辉榜样，使得人等他们能够得到安全，给您献上感谢。
And we thank you for the shining example of courage shown by all men and women in uniform to secure the blessings of freedom.
求您勿让我们去忘记他们的牺牲，使用我们每一个人爱你，作为你的信徒来彰显你的大爱和怜悯。
May we not take for granted the ultimate sacrifice and use our lives to reflect your love and goodness even to those who seek to harm us.
让我们每一个人的明白， 这些人的鲜血没有白流，因为他们的牺牲避免了今后更多人生命的丧失。
May each one know that their loved ones did not die in vain, for their sacrifice is ridding the world of the potential so far greater loss of life in the future.
愿你自己恩及这个国家，振兴这一个民族，展示你的真理。
May you bring in revival for your grace upon our nation and show us your truth.
愿你自己来遍及各地，触动人心，使他们接受你自己的真理。
And may you move throughout our land to touch hearts and open them to your truth.
饶恕本国的罪过，让你的应许医治这地。
Forgive our nation's sins and heal our land according to your promises.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
生命记的整个第九章谈到了这摩西提醒子民背逆耶和华。
Now throughout the whole chapter of the chapter 9 of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded God's people of their rebellion against God.
要求他们来纪念耶和华，因为耶和华帮助以色列人从埃及为奴的身份拯救出来。
And he firmly reminded them not to forget God, for God had delivered them from the Israelites' people from Egypt.And had made them his own special people.
使得这些人能够成为神一个祭司圣洁的国度。
And he made them his own special people by calling them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
可是神提醒他们，之所以他拣选他们，不是因为这些百姓有什么美德或者有什么本领。
However, God did not choose them because it's based on their merits or talents.
而是因为以色列人是耶和华的产物，是他自己的子民。
But rather because their calling was to be a servant people who would meditate in serving the grace of God.
还有因为神对以色列人先祖的应许。
And this is also because of the promise that God had made to the ancestors.
还有第三个原因是因为原地的住民罪恶已达到了无可饶恕的地步。
And also because that,
Number three.The kingdom of the saving grace and also because of the inhabitants in the evils of the inhabitants in the land that has caused God to want to choose a nation over the Palestinians at that time.
所以神要用以色列人作为中介来展示他对万国的宏大救恩。
So God wants to use the Israelites as his middleman to show the rest of the world of his grace.
本来这样一个民族应许得到以色列人的律例和典章来作为他们的生活准则。因为神已经为他这些子民在各方面做了规范。比如说政治上、宗教上、生活上。
And the role of the chosen people was to live out within a framework of clearly defined guidelines, and which was govern every aspect of the political, social, and religious life of God's people.
可是以色列人却不断地背逆神的律例、神的典章，这样的故事实际上延续到今天，延续到我们每一个人的生命。
However, the Israelite people chose not to follow God's commandments.And this story actually continues until today in America.
所以今天我们要用四个词，都用 W 开头的英文词，来更好地了解今天的信息。
And today we will use four words that start with W to help understand the message today.
第一个词是英文叫 wrath， 也就是神的义愤。
The first thing is God's wrath.
我们知道美国特别蒙受神的恩典已经二百多年有余，在这个地方上，基督教特别的。传统特别的悠久。
We know that America has been blessed for over 200 years, and America has had a rich Christian and really religious heritage.
遗憾的是今天的美国人民，我不是说只是对美国人民，而是居住在美国的人民，乃是所谓去教堂的人们，都要去追求好日子，远远胜过于去追求耶稣基督。
However, today in America, we see that many churchgoers, and not just American people, but people who live in America, who are churchgoers, they have decided the good life rather than to seek Jesus.
所以今天如果我们只能是天真的去认真的，我今天用神自己的话语这样天真的，但是却是认真的希望我们所传言的信息能够得到一些人的认同，使得他们能够对照自己查验自己的生活的话，回归到神的道上，我就很高兴了。
I cannot today but hope, or perhaps naively, but nevertheless sincerely, that if the message that we preach today would touch someone who would reconsider our conduct in the light of the scriptures and return to the pathway of obedience.
试想我们今天离开神已经多远了。
And how far have we departed from God?
我们是否已经完全忘记了神给我们的祝福？
Have we completely forgotten about the source of these blessings?
这个章节我们学习到摩西不断地提醒他们这些百姓他当时在何烈山上领受石碑的故事。
And we learned that about the story of Moses from here up in Exodus, and he talks about how how Moses received the Ten Commandments on the tablets of stones.
The tablet 就是石头 tablets of stones. 摩西在这里记述以色列人他们上一代人在西乃山上面在拜金牛犊招惹罪过的事情，提醒现在这一代的百姓不要重蹈覆辙。
Now consider this, if Aaron being the Israel's high priest, he was guilty of making the golden calf and had to be spared from God's judgment of death.
当我们知道以色列人他们招惹神的罪过，不只是敬拜这个金牛犊，他们在很多的事情上面也惹了耶和华的怒。
Now, but however, the Israelites have not just provoked God in worshipping the golden calf, but rather in many other aspects as well.
这个在第二十二节、二十三节、二十六节，一直到三十一节、三十四节，我们都可以看到。
And these can be found in the Bible verses chapter 9, verses 23 to 29.
所以呢，我今天接下来的一个要跟你讲的是。神的义愤是因为我们人不断的去背逆神，他才会有发神的义愤。
And today what I want to tell you is that God is angry at us because of our constant rebellion against him.
但是我们有一个依靠，就是有神的话语。第二个词 W 是 word。
And the second thing that we're going to learn today is about God's word.
因为在新约时代，我们常常说这罪是。我们人都是罪的奴仆。
In the New Testament, it talks about all persons as being in slavery.
那因为当我们选择跟随耶稣的时候，神的话语就会使我们从罪的捆绑当中得到释放。
And when it talks about slavery, it's slavery of sin, and they can obtain release from bondage to sin by choosing to follow Christ.
在英文当中 ，liberty 这个词就是让我们得自由，一个意思是从压迫当中得到解放，或者是从一个罪的捆绑当中得到释放，或者说从我们人的生活的困苦当中得到开放。
And in God's words, it gives us liberty. It sets us free, and it's not surprising that we should have two words for this fundamental notion, such as freedom or liberty.
从纵观这个圣经，神的心意乃是使他的子民从属灵的罪的捆绑当中得到释放。
And the word liberty or libertation is actually a freedom from physical, political, and spiritual oppression. And throughout the Bible, one of God's primary purpose for His people is to free them from the physical oppression and hardships, and to liberate them from the spiritual bondage.
而英文里头还有另外一个词也是自由的意思叫 freedom 这 freedom 一词这指不受制于他人的能力
and another word is freedom which on the other hand is the ability of a person to or group to be and do what they want instead of being controlled by another
当然对这样一个重要的概念像自由英文当中有两个词来定义也不是什么奇怪的事情
And for us to have two words to explain two similar but yet a little different context, it's not a surprise.
可是有意思的是，我今天要跟大家从词源学来讲，就是这个词的来源这个角度来看看 liberty 这个词。
But today we're going to talk more about the word liberty and focus on liberty itself.
因为这个 liberty 这个词是来自拉丁文叫 liberas.
And liberty, this word...
L-I-B-E-R-T-A-S.
Now liberty derives from the Latin word libertas, L-I-B-E-R-T-A-S.
这个词的根本一点的根是 liber, L-I-B-E-R.
And from there we break down into liber, L-I-B-E-R.
那么 liber 这个词是自由的意思。
And liber means free.
可是有意思的是罗马人编 liber 这个单数的形式换成复数的形式的时候就是 L-I-B-E-R-I 的时候这个词的意思变成了孩童
just a minute
the plural form of this word liber in Romans becomes the word for children okay那么这意思就是如此说来一个人他未认识神的时候他如同是一个孩童既没有能力去认识也没有能力去获得自由
So it means that when somebody is under liberty or under liber he or she does not have the freedom of what we call liberty today
而当神把我们从罪的捆绑当中释放出来的时候我们就有了自由
But when God rescues us from the bondage of sin, that's when we have freedom.
可是今天的社会，普遍的人认为，个人应有完完全全的自由，完全的忘却了真正这个自由是来源于神。
But in today's world, we take advantage of the word freedom and we take advantage of the meaning of freedom and we don't really treasure it anymore.
这种完完全全自由自在的人完全背离了圣经的道理
And all these contradict what the Bible teaches us
虽然说这圣经要求我们每一个人是应该有为自己负责的这个责任但是我们能够自由的选择我们的行动我们的态度我们跟他人以及跟我们人的关跟人跟神的关系
Now in one sense the scripture does affirm that we are in control of ourselves and we are able to chooseour actions and attitudes, our responses to others and to God. But yet in another sense, we cannot be and do what we want to because we are not independent of others and of God.
因为严格上讲，我们是不可能也不应该有完完全全自由自在的自由。
Because we will never be completely free of our dependency on God.
我们不可能无所欲为，然后脱离跟他人还有跟神的关系。
Because we can never be free of our dependence of people as well.
自由不是一个可有可无，对许多人来讲，这可能是他们所最需要的东西。因为我们人们都是自由为至宝。
Now we do not have the power to do what we want, whether to be fulfill law, love others, or save ourselves, because freedom is not just another word for anything left to lose.
因为自由给我们有机会去尝试，甚至去失败。使我们能够再站立起来
Because freedom gives us the chance to allow to try and fall to pick ourselves up
去学习去获得成功脚踏实地的去进取
to learn and succeed and taking each step to better oneself
自由使得我们每一个人有自己的空间别人无偿的帮助
and freedom gives you the opportunity to find your own way free of constraint and or to voluntarily aid others
自由还可以给我们有机会选择使用金钱参与会社去表达感情追求属灵介入政治甚至是讨论哲学获得教育
and, the choices, and freedom also gives you more choices with what to do with your money your association your expression your spirituality politics philosophy and education
这是一个自由的社会
This is a free world
但是谁都没有也不应该有不顾及他人为所欲为的这种完全的自由
However, you should be responsible for your freedom and not just live free and without any care about what becomes to you or to the people around you
因为那样我们就会去符合法律我们要去爱邻如己甚至去拯救自己这样子一种救恩的计划一个是完完全全的另一个就要去负责这两个是自相矛盾的
and because we find that with freedom comes with many responsibilities, and that we have to be able to live up to our responsibilities that comes with the freedom.
所以总的来讲，勿忘这个自由的源头，学会去充分的享受自由，不要去滥用自由。
Therefore, you should live free to be who you are and appreciate it, but not abuse it.
And do not forget about the source of the liberty. God is the one that set us free. 所以第三个词 W 开头的是道路 way.
And the third W word we're going to learn is way, about God's way.
因为我们是要选择神的道路呢，还是选择我们人自己的道路？
Now, should we go according to God's way or should we go according to human's way?
美国现在很多的人已经选择了这样一条道路，我用一个电影来跟你大家分享。
Now, a lot of people have followed this particular way and I'll describe it to you through a scenario.
因为有这样一个故事是讲到一个片子叫做有一个朋友他跟我分享 American Beauty 这个电影。
Now I believe some people of you have heard about this movie American Beauty.
那么乍一听以为这个故事这个电影是选美的故事，再多听一下实际上我就知道大概了。
Now at first you might think that this might be a movie all about a beauty pageant, but hold on and listen to what I have to say and you might change your opinion.
我不知道你看过这 American Beauty 没有，但是如果没有看过的话也罢，我并不推荐你去看，因为这是孩童不宜的故事。
I don't know if any of you have watched the show. Even if you haven't, it's okay. I'm not going to recommend it because it is not for little children.
我自己并不没有去看，但是我看了很多影评，因为我要了解美国这个社会。
Well, I haven't personally watched the show myself, but I do watch a lot of shows to try to understand the American concept of their way of life.
所以严格讲一讲的话，这 American Beauty 应该翻译成美国之美，这美是打引号的。
So technically, this, the word American Beauty, the word beauty should be in parentheses.
根据这位朋友的介绍和可靠的影评，这个影片的名字是有讽刺意义的。
And actually, this movie is sarcastically entitled American Beauty.
因为这个美国的社会本来是很富裕的，很受蒙福的，应该说人人都可以得享这样的舒适幸福的生活。
Because in the movie, well, according to Americans, right, they have so much prosperity, blessings, and everyday comforts.
可是这个男主人翁 Lester, 他却自视甚高，并且正好面对了这人过中年的危机。
But however, this movie it shows Lester, who is the main person, his point of view of his life.
这个故事是这样子的，他的太太是一个地产商，特别的注重这个物质的丰富。
And it starts with the showing of Lester in his midlife crisis and his marriage to a materialistic wife.
可是他又有意无意的就变成了别人的情人。
And his wife is a real agent, and over the years, he and his wife has grown apart.
他自己都是毫无防备的，因为他自己的太太是自己的工作和物质条件远远的重于他的丈夫。
And also because his wife, treats her job as a more important priority in her life than her husband and family.
而作为丈夫的他本人呢，又不喜欢自己的工作，他就对自己的工作一点兴趣都没有。
And Lester himself, he hates his job and he does not take any interest or pride in it.
然后呢，他对自己这个妙龄女儿却是一无所知的。
And with regards to his daughter, he knows nothing about her.
当然他自己的女儿也整天忙着做他的事情，去交际啊，去做朋友，也不管他的父母。
And of course the daughter has her own social circle in her own life. She goes out partying her friends, going out with hanging out with friends, and she doesn't really care about her parents as well.
倒过来他反而注重了邻居的这个男孩。
But rather in the end, she, the daughter herself, takes an interest onto the boy next door.
殊不知这个男孩凑巧是一个贩毒的。
And not surprisingly, the guy next door happens to be a drug dealer.
那这个男孩他的父亲又是那种家教严格，男女授受不亲的那种。可是他的父亲呢，却又是没有什么大脑，甚至还有点神经质的那个样子。
And the boy's parents, who is a militant homophobic father and brain dead lackluster mother, and they don't really.care about their son as well.
但是更有甚者是 Lester 他的女儿的好朋友，最后却让他 Lester 本人堕入了这情河，使得他整天魂不附体的样子。
And Lester's daughter, who has a good friend, lets Lester feel as if going back to the old days where he falls madly in love again.
大概就是因为如此吧，所以才有从前给大家介绍的那种悲剧。
And it kind of brings us back to the olden days of some love romance show.
这样听起来也蛮熟悉的吧。
And does this all sound familiar to all of you?
这样的家庭是许多吗？还是只有个别的家庭？
Are these family routinely found in all families in America, or are they just a special particular one?
Some families, yeah, many families. Is this a just a unique, single, isolated family, or is this one of the more representative of many families you can find in this society? 所以这个影片是巧妙地揭开了所谓的幸福的美国家庭的这个纱罩，暴露了这个社会底层的阴暗面。将这个对这个社会的讽刺、家庭的悲剧、老去找别人毛病的这种牺牲贯穿笼统在一起，成为一个电影。
And this movie brilliantly peels away the myth of the happy American family to expose the dark underside of our society, weaving social satire, domestic tragedy, and the whole humanity into a single package.
我要讲的换言之是这样子，我们当今的社会将大事看小，把小事看大。
Now the big issues are made small and the small issues are made big.
比如说这个同性恋、婚前孕、离婚率等这种道德伦理的大事情，对于这个社会却是普遍得到接受，因为答案是哦，随他们去吧，这是自由的社会啊，没什么大不了的。
The moral issues are supposedly big and important, but however, things like homosexuality and premarital sex are widely accepted in this society today, because when you ask them about it, the only answer you get in return is, let it be, it's a free will, let them do what they want to do.
可是本来真正是一件小事的事情，比如说我们该吃什么啊，我们该穿什么啊，我们开什么样的车，住什么样的房子，这个选择是玲珑满目，很多的选择，可是我们把它作为我们生活的最重要的选择。
However, the truthfully smaller issues, such as making up our minds of abundant choices about what we eat, we dress, what we drive, what school we go to, they all become the focal points in our lives.
至于儿女不是有义务教学吗？不是有政府吗？让他们管去就行了。
And as for the children, leave them to the schools, governments, and neighbors.
这个社会是一个自由的社会。
This is a free society.
可是大多数人，太多的个人的自由，很快就导致了别人的不自由。
And...With all the freedom that's going around in the world today, it will end up as being your bondage one day. Because freedom of God, there's really no freedom at all. We should be able to give up things that do not pertain to what we actually call freedom. And yet look towards real freedom.
耶稣说我来是为了给你生命，是要赐自由的人生，并且使你的生命得得更丰盛。
And Jesus said that he comes to give us freedom and to bless our lives, to give us abundant things in our lives.
我们今天每个人尚且活着，我们不像那六千个人无辜的，就因为只是准时要去上班却遭受非命。
And today we still have got our lives back, and we're not like those 6,000 people who lost it by going to work on that fateful day on September 11th.
我们每个人都有自由，比大多数的国家的子民自由的多了。
And we have here in America, we have more liberty, more so than any other citizen in any country in the world.
我们应该满足，我们应该感恩，我们应该饮水思源。
And we should be happy then, and that we still have our liberty, and we should think about the source of where it comes from.
仔细地想想，我们的自由是来自何方？
Think about it, where does all our freedom and our liberty come from?
再想一想，如果我们今天没有一个很好的定义的话，明天的自由又会是什么样子的？
And think about it again, if today we don't have a sure government or a complete faith, where does tomorrow's freedom come from?
只有耶稣才是道路。
Only Jesus is the way of life.
第四个 W 是 wonder.
The fourth W is wonder.
神的奇妙的意思。
that it shows about how God's wonder.
我们看到今天我们是这些物质，是这些情欲，是一个人的骄傲高过一切，把他们供奉成今天所谓的金牛犊。
And today we see that all these materialistic things, lust of flesh, pride, etc., has become the golden calf of today.
这实在是很令人伤心的一件事情。
And it's very sad.
可是更让人伤心的是，我们把自由也变成了另一个金牛犊。
But the saddest thing is that we see freedom itself, and we put freedom as a golden calf.
本来我们都应该去重视自由，可是太多的人没有真正的理解什么是自由。
Freedom is something that we should value and cherish, but in today's world, people no longer understand what it means to be free.
可是尽管如此，尽管如此，我们大爱的上帝却仍然怜悯我们，为我们开辟了一条路。
However, regardless of how deep our sin is, God still forgives us, and He provides a back door for us to escape.
这是何等的奇妙！
And this is such a wonderful thing.
摩西，如果你再看一下这个故事，他为金牛犊这一件事情向耶和华代求，他说：“不要灭绝这个百姓。”
And if we look at the story of Moses, he acted as a mediator and intercessor for the disobedience in the incident of the golden calf. And he told God not to punish them and not to wipe out these people.
他的措辞诚恳优美，他是用心的祷告，四十天不吃不喝来向神祷告的。
He was so sincere about it that he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and just praying to God not to punish them.
所以我今天要用摩西为以色列人子民的祷告来用作结束，让我们为美国祷告。
And today I'm going to use Moses' prayer for those people, for the Israelites to pray today for those people on the incident of September 11th.
圣经上的原字原文说，主耶和华，求你不要灭绝你的百姓，他们是你自己的产业，是你用大力救赎的。
And the Bible says, O sovereign Lord, do not destroy your people, your own inheritance that you redeemed by your great power.
是你自己用大能从埃及领出来的。
And you brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，不要去显念这些百姓的顽根、他们的邪恶、罪过。
Now remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Overlook the stubbornness of this people, their wickedness, and their sin.
免得你领我们出来的那地之人说，耶和华因为不能将这百姓领进他所应许的之地，又因为他们恨他们，所以领他们出来是要在旷野上面。
Otherwise, the country from which you brought us will say, because the Lord was not able to take them into the land he has promised them, and because he hated them, he brought them out to put them to death in the desert.
其实他们是你的百姓，是你的产业，是你用大能和你伸出来的臂膀领出来的。
But they are your people, your inheritance that you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm.
所以今天的呼召是这样子，我们从摩西为以色列人的子民的祷告代求当中，我们学到了什么？
And today's invitation is that what have you learned from reading and by seeing what God has done and what Moses have done by taking the Israelites out of Egypt?
请您反省一下，你现实的祷告是不是太多的去为自己去求得好处？
Are you praying so that God will save them?
还是你像这历代志下第七章十四节之讲的，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑，若是祷告寻求我的面，脱离他们的罪行，我必从天上垂听，免赦他们的罪过，医治他们的地。
Or are you praying in such a way that the Bible says in 2 Chronicles verse 7, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
摩西在山上40天不吃不喝，每天向神祷告， 我们有没有这样的心智，为我们周围的朋友，为我们教会的家庭，为这个国家，为这个国家的领袖祷告。
Now Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights without water, without eating, just praying to God, praying fervently about this people. And are we like him today, or anywhere remotely close to that? Do we pray for the government? Do we pray for the people? And do we pray for forgiveness? Think about that.